sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanny.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop, the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game. My name is Emily Collin.
And I'm Laura Jolly.
And today's guest is Taylor Vollemick, who spoke to us from hotel quarantine ahead of her long-awaited return to international cricket after she was cruelly ruled out of the T20 World Cup on the eve of that tournament last year with a serious foot injury.
Taylor spoke to us about her extended period in rehab and how she managed to stay positive and motivated while being sidelined while her teammates were off playing for Australia and in the WBBL.
Yeah, we're hoping we'll see Taylor return in the green and gold when the series against the White Ferns gets underway on Sunday with the first T20 that we're super excited for.
It's definitely going to be a super hard job for the Aussie selectors to narrow down that 11. I think every player we've spoken to has said they're very glad they don't have that job. Somehow you've got to get Elise Perry and Taylor Vollemick back into a team that won against the Kiwis 2-1 last time they played T20s. So it's going to be very interesting to see who makes that final 11.
Yeah, very tough competition for spots. And New Zealand have also named their squad heading into the series. So we'll see Gunn Quick, Leah Tahuhu returning for the ODI series. So Leah plays for the Renegades in the WBBL. So she'll be joining a few more familiar WBBL names. So we've got Sophie Devine back in action, as well as Amy Satterthwaite and Amelia Kerr. So it's shaping up to be a very hotly contested T20 series before the Rose Bowl series gets underway. But before that, we've also got a WNCL final to look forward to on Saturday.
We sure do. We've got Victoria hosting Queensland at Junction Oval on Saturday after the ACT Meteors did Queensland a huge favour and defeated South Australia on Sunday night to allow Queensland into the final, where they're going to be trying to win their first title.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And we were at the captain's call this morning, LJ, and Victorian skipper Elise Falani dropped the huge bombshell that Annabelle Sutherland, who a few months ago was ruled out for the rest of the season, turns out she's back in the squad and she's been named in Victoria's squad for the final, which is just massive.
Yeah, it's a massive inclusion for the Vics and one they've kept pretty quiet, not naming their squad until late in the afternoon on Friday. But if Annabelle can play, that's massive for the Vics, who have lost six of their other players to Australia's tour of New Zealand and are really relying so much on Villani and Kim Garth in that side. So Annabelle Sutherland potentially coming in, had a bat in the nets at Junction today. Not sure if she'll bowl, but massive for the Vics.
Yeah, massive. And there are no similar bombshells for the Queenslanders, who have got an unnamed squad for the final. And if they manage a win, they'll get their hands on the Ruth Preddy trophy for the very first time in the competition.
So if you're around in Melbourne on Saturday, come down to Junction Oval. It's free entry. Otherwise, you'll be able to watch the final on Foxtel, KO, or stream for free on cricket.com.au.
Can't wait. And for now, here is Taylor. And we are welcoming Taylor Vollemick onto The Scoop this week. So Taylor is joining us from hotel quarantine in New Zealand before the Aussies take on the White Ferns. So Taylor, tell us what's been keeping you busy and how you're finding life in quarantine.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Life in quarantine's been good. It's been my first crack at it, so I can't complain too much. But we've been really lucky that we've been able to get out and do some training, which has been really fun out at Lincoln University. So it's a really good setup out there. So we've been spending a couple of hours in the morning out there, which is killing a lot of time. But apart from that, there's a lot of Netflix being watched and then patiently waiting for the knock on the door for the food as well, which is pretty much everyone's highlight of the day, I think.
Has it been any better or worse than you expected? Is anyone going a bit stir crazy?
I don't know, actually. I was really sure what to expect coming into it. I think the first 3 or 4 days were actually a little bit of a novelty, like to kind of just sit by yourself and really just chill out and I suppose be forced to do it. I'm someone who struggles a fair bit just to sit down and not do anything. So to kind of be forced to do it was kind of enjoyable in a sense. But, I think we're up to day 9, I think, now. And, yeah, it's getting a little bit old now. So I'm pretty excited to be able to get out and sit with people and eat and go to a cafe or something like that. It's getting us all through, I think.
Simple pleasures. And yeah. Jay, it's been over a year since you played in the green and gold. How good is it to be back amongst the girls ahead of some international cricket? And yeah, what's the energy like
what's the energy in the squad been like when you've been able to get out and train?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I was counting down the weeks, kind of days to get away with the girls. Yeah, it's been a long time, and I suppose it was weird because we spent so much time together in that lead up to the World Cup, and there were so many tours and stuff. It felt like we were with each other 24/7, and then I kind of haven't been around for a year, and it was really exciting to kind of get back all together. And that first training session I was pumped for. So, yeah, I'm still just loving it. We had a bit of a centre wicket hit out the other day, and it was kind of my first proper bowl back in these colours. And, yeah, I'm just absolutely loving it. So everyone's really pumped and ready to go. And I think as soon as we can get out of this quarantine and start playing games, it's going to be pretty exciting. But, yeah, I think everyone's pretty up and about and ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, it's not long to go now, and you haven't played in NZ before. How much are you looking forward to testing yourself in these conditions?
Yeah, I'm really excited, and the pitches that they've prepared for us at Lincoln have been a bit grassy and pretty seam friendly, so we haven't been complaining too much about that. But yeah, it's obviously going to be a really good lead up, especially well, for this series especially, just to it's going to be a pretty high quality international series, but then as well leading into that World Cup in a year's time. It's pretty cool, and it's a really good opportunity that we kind of get a 2-week almost little training camp block together, which we don't really get that often. Normally you kind of come into tour and there's, you know, 3 or 4 days prep before your first game, and then you kind of go into competition mode where there's often not a lot of training and stuff like that. So it's actually a pretty cool opportunity that we kind of get to spend 2 weeks together and spend a lot of time on the training track, because otherwise it's in your hotel room. So yeah, it's good. It's good preparation.
And just for you personally, Tay, how do you feel your bowling heading into this series? Do you feel like you're bowling pretty quick, and how far off your fastest do you reckon you are?
Yeah, I feel like I'm starting to get a bit of confidence back. I think those first few games back, especially the WNCL, I was just relieved to kind of get through them and had a lot of fun and just enjoyed being out there. Probably wasn't bowling at my best, but I felt like the more time I've kind of got to bowl in the middle and then also just to bowl in the nets and get some rhythm back, I feel like, yeah, I'm getting back to my best. Probably not quite there yet, but I suppose it's exciting somewhere to go to and look to improve. But, yeah, hopefully I can produce some of my best if I get an opportunity in the international series.
Yeah, we saw you making that return for the Vicks and you look pretty pumped. So what did it mean to get back out there?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain, I suppose, but I'd spent a lot of time kind of watching the girls play cricket, especially in that Big Bash Hub. I found that pretty hard to kind of sit back, removed from it all in Melbourne and kind of watch everyone play, I suppose, and everyone was getting better and the standard of the competition just keeps increasing. And I think to kind of just be sitting down watching everyone do that and not being able to get better or train or kind of do anything to get out there again, I suppose, was really hard. But yeah, I suppose it just makes it all the more worthwhile when you get out there. And I think that's something that rehab especially has taught me, that you always got to cherish the moments you're out there. And we're really lucky at the moment with the group of girls we've got in Victoria, and we were having such a good time out there playing WNCL. So, yeah, I definitely wasn't taking it for granted, that's for sure.
And just quickly on the WNCL, your Vic girls are taking on Queensland in the final now. So, unfortunately, you and a lot of the other girls can't be there, but assume you'll be chatting with them all throughout the week and obviously tuning in on Saturday?
Yeah, it's always disappointing we can't be there, but, yeah, I'm pretty pumped for the girls. Hopefully they can get the WNCL title for us. We tuned in to watch the two WA games. We were watching the live stream. I think we all had it hooked up through our TVs watching it for the day. It was a really good game, something to do. But, yeah, we're backing the girls in. We've all trained really hard all year, and there's a massive squad that's been a part of that. So, yeah, we're backing them all in, and hopefully they can grab the title for us.
Yeah, it's obviously going to be tough against what's a very strong Queensland side as well. But do you reckon they can pull off the win?
Yeah, I've got a good feeling about it. hopefully we can get the win. I think June's going to get back to her best. She's been absolutely outrageous, really, this year on the amount of runs she scored and just how easy at times she's made batting look. So hopefully she can get back in the runs. And, yeah, there's a lot of young players, Tess Flintoff, Nicole Fulton, Lucy Cripps took a couple of wickets playing the other day. So I think there's lots of young players that are going to do a really good job for us.
Yeah, watch out for the Vicks. And Taylor, yeah, just going back in time a little bit, we don't want to make you relive too many painful memories, but can you just sort of run us through how you found out about your injury just ahead of the World Cup. So one day you were pounding into bowl in the nets in Adelaide, and the next you were in a moon boot.
Yeah, it was a pretty quick turnaround, I suppose, considering what happened. I kind of just felt a little bit of foot pain in the sort of end of the tri series, the games at Junction Oval, and just kind of random, like just before going out into the middle and warm-ups and started warm-ups and stuff, I just feel a little bit like something's not quite right, but it felt fine. And then afterwards it'd be a bit aching, that kind of thing. And yeah, then just kind of kept going through it, didn't think too much of it. And then just, yeah, one session at Karen Rolton just before the start of the World Cup, I had to stop bowling. I was like, something, this is just too painful. Like, it's not quite right. And yeah, just got a few scans and stuff, and definitely wasn't what I expected. And it, as well, like, just, it was just that bone, really. If it was anywhere else, you probably could have played through it. But the navicular, you can't mess around with. So, yeah, the physio and doctor told me, and obviously I wasn't stoked about it at the time. But, yeah, it was really cool. The girls still kind of let me be involved, and I travelled around a little bit, stayed with the girls for that opening game in Sydney, which was really cool, and then met back up with them in Melbourne as well, and still felt like I was a part of it, and the girls were really good in making sure they kind of included me in that kind of thing. So, yeah, obviously wasn't ideal, but tried to make the best out of a bad situation, I suppose.
Yeah, we saw some vision of the girls FaceTiming you after a win and you joining in the song. Was it nice that they were still able to bring you in where they could?
Yeah, it meant a lot, I think, especially the fact that, I suppose, they were thinking of me after games and that kind of thing. Like, it's a pretty special group, and I've got a lot of really close friends in this group, a lot of the Victorian girls I kind of grew up playing cricket with in Wolfie and Soph. So, yeah, to kind of still be there to watch them play as well. Or in that New Zealand game, and Wolfie took three for whatever and basically won the game for us. To still be around and be able to go into the change room and stuff like that after those sort of games is pretty cool.
And then the journey to return to playing elite cricket. Firstly, from a rehab perspective, what was involved for you? Was it just really small steps to getting back to full fitness?
Yeah, I suppose it was a prolonged time, I suppose, in the moon boot. I was probably in the boot for, probably ended up being almost 3 months, I suppose. So that was just kind of trying to offload it and let it heal as much as it could. And then I suppose coming out of the boot, it was just, learning to get a bit of a normal walking pattern back again, but just trying to like gradually load it up. So, keeping a close count on the steps and that kind of thing, just to try and gradually reload it. And then it was literally just a gradual process. It was just slow and steady. We just couldn't go too hard too soon because it kind of flares up. And you don't really know until a couple of weeks later. So at the time you feel like you're flying and you can keep going, but it catches up on you. So just gradually getting into it and then just reloading into the bowling. Started at kind of 50% for a week and then 60%, which was incredibly hard because I'm not very good at backing off and doing things a bit slower than I'd like to. So it was a hard sort of 2 month rebuild, but yeah, I'm pretty glad I'm back into it now.
Yeah, you're a pretty positive person, but do you ever have days in rehab where it just feels a bit too hard and you're wondering if it's worth it?
There was definitely time, I think, during this rehab was probably the hardest, especially a lot of the girls from Vic were obviously all away in the bubble, so I was kind of in at Junction training by myself, which was hard because I think the thing that's kind of got me through the, I suppose, my past rehabs has been still trying to spend as much time around the group as I can. I thrive and kind of get my energy off just having a laugh and a good time with the girls. So that's probably one of my favourite things about training, just spending time with the group and that kind of thing. So, I think not having with friends and teammates around was hard, but I suppose when you get back to moments like this, it kind of makes it all worth it.
And so without those teammates around you at that time, where did you sort of have to draw the motivation and the positive energy from to try and keep going and keep at the rehab?
A couple of the girls, the big girls are really good in keeping constant kind of contact with me and that kind of thing. But I just love bowling and love playing cricket. So that I get a lot of my motivation from that and just knowing how much fun it is when I can do it. But I suppose as well, I've got a little bit of motivation out of watching the Big Bash. I'd kind of watch it and then watch games and then go into training with a little bit of added motivation to try and get back to playing that, I suppose. But yeah, I think first and foremost, I just love bowling and love playing cricket. So
it's awesome. And Kate Beerworth was telling us about a bit of work you're doing with someone from the Australian Ballet. Can you tell us a bit about that and how that helped?
Yeah, she kind of came in just as a second set of eyes, I suppose. They obviously, ballet dancers and stuff are pretty reliant on their feet and have a lot more foot and ankle issues than you see in cricket. So, yeah, she had a set of kind of rehab exercises and stuff to strengthen my feet and calves and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it was really cool to have kind of an extra set of eyes, especially around that quarantine lockdown time in Melbourne where you couldn't really see physios and stuff like that very often. So, yeah, it was cool to have another kind of set of eyes just to – and she was based in Melbourne as well. So she'd come in and kind of see stuff and correct my technique and all that kind of stuff on exercises. So I kind of wasn't doing it for no reason and just doing it for the sake of it. So, yeah, she had some really good ideas. And we, yeah, just kind of bounced ideas off each other, I suppose, which is cool.
Nice. And Taylor, you spoke about the support that you received from your teammates, but what about the coaching and the support staff from inside the Aussie team? Did you stay in regular contact with them throughout your rehab?
Yeah, they were really good. Obviously, you probably in contact more with the physios and S&Cs and that kind of thing on a day-to-day basis. But yeah, the coaching staff were awesome. And I suppose the faith that they put in me and kind of letting me know that I could take my time and they wanted me to take my time and get it right was definitely helpful, I suppose, especially during that Big Bash time when, you know, you're watching the games and just watching other people and wanting to be out there doing what they were doing. But, yeah, I suppose they were really good in telling me to keep patient and keep to the process, which I struggle with at times. I just want to get back and get into it. So, yeah, they were really good.
Yeah. What does it mean to you when you hear Matthew Mock come out and say something like you're going to be a 10-year player for this team or you're a huge part of their plans going forward?
Yeah, it probably doesn't sit that comfortably with you, especially when you kind of feel like you've only just – I feel like I'm only kind of still new to the team in a way. I feel like I haven't actually played that much cricket and I feel like I only just got to my best kind of towards that tri series. So for them to have faith in me after probably not have seen me play that much, yeah, it means a lot. So hopefully I can repay the favour and take a couple of poles in this series coming up.
Fingers crossed. And Tay, we've got a new generation of quicks coming through. So we've seen Darcy Brown and Hannah Darlington coming into the squad. From your perspective, is it exciting to see a new generation of quick bowlers coming through and being encouraged to bowl as fast as they can?
Yeah, I love it. And I haven't spoken or seen Darcy too much, obviously being in quarantine, but I spoke to her the other day in the nets and I asked her how she bowled and she said, oh, probably a little bit too short. And I was like, mate, we love that. So, yeah, I think having someone else in the nets that loves to bowl bounces and she runs in and bowls very quick. So I'm really excited to see what she can do. Hopefully she gets an opportunity at some point during the series because I know if she does, she'll dominate. And the same as Hannah. Hannah's been unbelievable in the Big Bash and just seems so calm under pressure and especially in those death overs, she takes pulse for fun. So, yeah, hopefully they both get an opportunity at some point because, yeah, they're both going to be very good players.
Yeah, can you tell us more about those net sessions you've been having over there? Have you and Darcy been peppering the batters a bit and has she been pretty quick too?
Yeah, I saw a couple of bowls the other day. We've kind of been split up a little bit and we've kind of only had two or three bowling sessions since we've been here. But, yeah, she's bowling very fast and this is kind of the first time I've seen her up close because she had that breakout year in the Big Bash. But, yeah, she looks like she can bowl it very fast and she gets a good bit of bounce as well, which the batters don't love in the nets either.
So when you were coming through the pathways, Taylor, were you always a bit quicker than the other girls and were you always encouraged to bowl as fast as you could, even at a young age?
Yeah, I probably was never really that quick, to be fair. I sort of, it was just kind of mediocre, I suppose. And, I don't really know. And then I didn't really play a lot. I was injured for a fair bit and didn't really play. And then I think it just comes from being competitive and trying to do everything at 100% that I started to try and bowl as fast as I could. And one day I suppose it was just so people realised it was a little bit faster, but yeah, I don't feel like I've ever been like a bit of a standout in that sense.
Do you reckon it's your action or the flexibility that you have in your sort of your upper body that makes you be able to bowl a bit quicker than the others?
Yeah, I think it's definitely something to do with my flexibility. Yeah, it's probably a little bit too much at times and probably been the reason I haven't played a lot over the past couple of years, but when I have, I suppose it helps me out. And I think just that extra little bit of whip I can get from my elbow and shoulder, definitely helps me get it down a little bit faster. I'm definitely not one of the strongest athletes getting around. So, it's definitely due to the flexibility, not the strength.
Tay, we absolutely can't wait to see you steaming in against the Kiwis. Thanks so much for joining us on The Scoop, and yeah, wishing you all the very best against the White Ferns.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.